The Map That Changed the World. The Tale of William Smith and the Birth of a Science by Simon Winchester. Read by the author.
Prologue. Above one of the many grand marble staircases within the east wing of Burlington House, the great Palladian mansion on the north side of London's Piccadilly, hangs a pair of huge sky-blue velvet curtains, twisted and tasseled silk ropes beside them. Although many may wonder in passing, rarely does any one of the scores of people who climb and descend the stairs inquire as to what lies behind the drapes. A blocked-off window, perhaps? A painting too grotesque to show? A rare continental tapestry faded by the sunlight? Once in a while, someone curious and bold will demand a look, whereupon a functionary will emerge from behind a door marked private and with practiced hand will tug gently on the silk ropes. The curtains will slowly part, revealing an enormous and magnificent map of England and Wales, engraved and coloured in sea blue, green, bright yellow, orange, umber, in a beguiling and unfamiliar mixture of lines, patches and stippled shapes. The German Ocean, it says to the east of the English coast instead of today's North Sea. There is, in an inset, a small cross-section of what is said to be the underside of the country from Wales to the River Thames. Otherwise, all is readily familiar, comfortingly recognisable. The document is exquisitely beautiful, a beauty set off by its great size, more than 8 feet by 6, and the fact that it towers, looms indeed, above those who stand on the staircase to see it. The care and attention to its detail is clear. This is the work of a craftsman, lovingly done.